Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to tonight's radio show, Angels, Charity Work, and Why It's Divine. I'm your host, Yvette Smith, and I'm joined by my producer.
Hello.
So I didn't finish your whole title there. You're running, this is Grady Smith, the producer slash my husband, and working the dashboard tonight. So how are you doing tonight?
Hello.
You doing all right?
I'm all right today.
Yeah, you think so? What a day it's been.
It's
been something. I wanted to say that, you know, we've hosted all kinds of radio shows, from paranormal shows to, you know, shows talking about angels in particular, and this is a special show, you know, and it, what inspired me is that I entered this beauty pageant and called Miss Heart of the USA, and I'm representing Tallahassee. And I'll be going to the national pageant in November in Orlando, Florida. And I've done a lot of pageants in the past, you know, and they've all been about the queen. And this pageant is really, it's all charity-based, and it's not about the queen. It's about the mission. And we all have a mission in life. And whether it's doing volunteer work or it's something spiritual or it's communication, you know, with angels or angel readings or anything like that, we all have a mission, and it should be to help other people, you know. And, you know, was I supposed to bring you into the conversation, Grady? I wasn't sure.
I was just thinking, don't rob a bank, nobody.
Don't rob a bank. Right. If that's your mission, well, at least do it right if you're going to do it, you know.
If you think that's your mission, don't do that right away.
don't contact me. I don't know you. I ain't going to pick up your phone call, all right? Don't call me. Don't text. So, you know, so what prompted this radio show really, you know, was the pageant that I guess, you know, in lieu, when I look at my pageant career and all the different pageants I did, you know, it really was all about making appearances as far as festivals and events. And in a way, I started out this pageant excited. And as you know, Grady, you know, I had all kinds of events planned. But this pageant is really charity-based. And I had to do like a 360 and think what charities, you know, I'm drawn to. And the Miss Heart of USA really promotes food drives locally for everyone, as well as for the March of Dimes. Now, you don't have to, you know, let me give the links for that. Fightinghunger.org, that's for finding a food drive or a food place in your area if you want to donate canned food and things like that. You can go to that website, www.fightinghunger.org, and or you can go to the March of Dimes as well. They got different locations, like, you know, I'm set up for the Florida, to volunteer in Florida. And I really, to me, one of my special charities is a diabetes foundation, which is what my mother passed away from, and almost everybody in my family passed away from. So in addition to these charities, almost everybody's, you know, I got my dad, he's lingering on, you know. You know, it's funny, every time I do the show, my dad always calls on the other line, you know, so I don't answer it because I'm doing the radio show, and then when I call him back, he won't answer. So it drives me crazy. So anyway, I try to support charities that mean something to me. And a lot of people love animals. You can volunteer for an animal shelter. You know, the Diabetes Foundation is something close to my heart. For the pageant, I'm supporting March of Dimes as well as fightinghunger.org and leading some food drives. But, you know, everyone has a calling and a mission. So, you know, if it's not March of Dimes, it's not March of Dimes. Find out. It might be to do a cemetery cleanup or to volunteer at your local hospital or hospice and sit with patients and pray with them or leave them a Bible or you know, a lot of people don't know how to pray the rosary. That's something to think about. Or gathering clothes for the needy and dropping that off at a church thrift store. So, you know, it doesn't have to be like this big, big organization. You can do so much locally and within your city. And I'm representing Tallahassee, so I'm working Bristol, Florida, Blountstown, as well as Tallahassee. And I personally like visiting. You know, it's ironic, Grady, that I like to visit hospitals and pray with people. I have no problem with that. But I won't go to the doctor when I don't feel good. And I don't know why it's different, I guess, to be the patient or to go there and
strictly visiting.
Yes, so strictly visiting only, like the Monopoly game. It's like to get out of jail free card, you know what I mean? Like that's how I take it. Like I'm going to go and volunteer, but I'm not going to be a patient, you know. I'm a lousy patient, as Grady knows. I try to do so much when I'm sick.
Who told you that?
You know what? You told me that. What do you mean, who told me that? You told me I'm a lousy patient. That's what you said. You said I get rambunctious.
I said I'd be a lousy nurse if that's what I did.
Well, as long as you know, you're not carrying me in and out of the shower, we're all good.
Because
you know,
I couldn't find a Band-Aid, you wound up with, like, a whole leg wrapped up in gold.
You know, I don't know why I have to do my own stitches. Like, I don't understand why I have to do my own Band-Aid. Like, you got to get your glasses out. You got to get a flashlight on it. I'm just like, give me the Band-Aid. I'll do it. So
3 hours later.
God, like, it's got to be.
Nobody's the impatient anymore.
Because all I wanted was a Band-Aid.
The impatient patient.
Oh, you know. So, hey, by the way, mm-hmm. Today is National I Love You Day. You know, it's not, it's like I like you a whole lot day. You know, no, today is National I Love You Day. So be sure to tell somebody that you love them. They'll, you know, appreciate.
I love you.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
We'll see about that. We'll see about that. I appreciate. Thank you very much for telling me that you love me. I love you too, kinda. You know, you're all right. You clean up good and everything, and you smile a lot. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're all right. You know. So people listening for the first time are like, you know, are like, what? Who are they? We are Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You know, very an unusual, odd couple. Anyway. If you'd like to call in and discuss anything with charities or how to get involved, the call-in number is 516-453-9886. 516-453-9886. And Mr. Smith, would you let me know if we have any callers waiting? Do we have any callers waiting?
I see...
You see crickets?
One.
It's like all our listeners, both of them. I think I've made that joke for like 4 years for radio shows. You know, I'm always surprised when I go back and I look in archives. We had a lot of people listening in. I guess it seems like
looks like one called.
and then they hang up, you know. They're afraid to be on the air.
The other three need to get on the ball.
Exactly, you know. So, you know, back to the subject of matter. It's charity. So you got me all, you know, off subject now. This is what happens when I only write the script 3 minutes before the show starts, you know.
Well,
this is, this is what happens. I can do it. I don't need to practice anything. And then,
I have no doubt.
So, everyone has a mission.
So charity work.
Yes, charity work. And everyone has a mission. And what leads somebody to have a mission to do charity work really is of God, of Source, of the angels. It's a divine, I was going to say burden, but burden sounds negative. It's a divine calling that someone has, like someone who loves animals. I know people who love animals more than people.
It's a goodness about a person.
It really is. When you want to help others. Sometimes people don't know how to help. That's why, you know.
Get out of the way then.
You know, it's you got to find your mission, you know, and it might be like, I'm going to volunteer at the Leon County Humane Society and Rescue, but I don't want to clean up like dog poo, okay? Like, we already know about that, anybody who's on my Facebook page, okay? But I will, like, answer the phones, I'll pet all the dogs, I'll groom them, I'll wash them. But, you know, I'm not really into picking up poo. I'm just honest. I'm straight up about that, you know. So, you know, I don't mind helping out with the animal shelter. But some people will do anything for the animals. They've got this Francis of Assisi in them, this love of animals. And I guess since I'm so deathly allergic to cats, it's like I have to find a shelter that is a separation of cats and dogs and, you know. But, you know, so that'll be interesting. In May, I'll be volunteering. And that'll be the first time for this particular organization, because I've always donated my time to hospitals and Diabetes Foundation and now the March of Dimes. So the animal rescue is going to be something new for me. So we'll see. I'm going to smell wonderful.
Potentially. We'll see what the cat situation is first.
Oh, my God. I'm going to come back, like, all swollen and sneezing, and I want all the kittens, you know. If I find a cat that looks like Grumpy Cat, I'm way going to, risk my life for that cat, you know. But we'll talk about that later. So anyway, there's a lot of things that you can do. And coming up this week, this Friday, April 22nd, is full moon in Scorpio. And Scorpio is all about new beginnings, a rebirth, death, life, a new start. And it's a good time to do something new. So we're probably feeling it now. If you're feeling a shift in energy this week, it's because it's getting closer to full moons. Technically, I believe it's Thursday. Thursday and Friday will be full moon in Scorpio. So,
you know, that's kind of crazy. Because didn't we just do some retrograde thing the other day?
Yeah, the planets are kind of being a little funky. I believe Venus is aligning, and then Jupiter. So, like, people who have Venus, and we're going to get all into astrology, but Venus and Scorpio, like you, and then Scorpio full moon, that's a lot of Scorpio going on. So it's going to activate people's charts, and it's all about passion and love and life and death. And when I say death, I don't mean like a funeral. I mean the end of something and the beginning of something new, a new start. You know, and everybody deserves a second chance, and everybody deserves a new start. So it's a good thing, you know.
A rebirth,
you know, and we should do that. And it's a really powerful full moon this Friday. So everybody, especially women or people who have a lot of Scorpio in their chart, will start feeling it today and for the rest of the week. So good luck Wednesday night and Thursday, you know.
Boy, howdy.
I'm telling you, with all the Scorpio in our chart, you know, it's going to be real powerful and magical, you know. So I wanted to give some links out, okay? The Miss Hardy USA pageant, if you're interested, if you're a young lady, they have all age divisions from, I think, little BB baby to all the way to my old division of Ms. No, it's not old. It's 24 or older, you know. But it's all age divisions, and it is not a swimsuit competition. It does have evening gown, and it really has all the queens doing charity work. And I think I just love it. I think that that's, like, I found a pageant. Like, whether it doesn't matter if I win anymore, it's what I do, if that makes any sense, like what I can do during this reign. And that's really exciting to me. Like, this is like the animal shelter is new, and booking appearances that aren't just me waving at a parade.
Sure.
It's me helping organizing the parade or the food drive for the festival instead of being on the float for the festival. So it really, like, altered how I view pageants, and after so many pageants, it was something fresh and new. So if you're a young lady, they have state pageants everywhere, you know, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Alabama, Florida, you name it, they got a state pageant. And you can go to www.missheartoftheusa.com. And you could look at where the preliminaries are, and that'd be it's a wonderful pageant. If you're, you know, want to try a beauty pageant, and or you're an experienced pageant young lady, it'll be a different experience. You know, I did get a fabulous dress.
All though. You fellas out there, just go out
and what?
Make things better.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm focusing on the women. And everybody has a mission. And, you know, men, you boys out there too, need to be kind to others. And
it doesn't matter if you're pretty.
No, it doesn't matter if you're pretty. It matters if you're inside, if you're pretty. You know, you can be the most beautiful Dean Winchester on the outside. You can be the prettiest on the outside. But if you're just selfish and ugly and don't care about animals or people in hospitals or anything, then what's the use? I mean,
get out of the way.
You know, yeah. I mean, you got to be, you know, as beautiful, more beautiful on the inside. So I really love this pageant.
Or,
and,
or stop that.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Or act right.
Act right.
We like
is
to say
even better.
Right. Just act right. You know, especially today, it's National I Love You Day. You know, and the full moon is coming. Everybody's getting recharged up and start something new. Think about what moves you. You know, what you know, volunteer work. What are the angels, you know, leading you? And if you don't know, you can always ask Archangel Gabriel. And everyone has a dream guide. And before you go to sleep at night, you can ask Archangel Gabriel to come with a message in your sleep and see what everybody has to have some draw. It might be babies. You can volunteer your time in the pediatric ward to hold premature babies. You know, everybody, there's no right or wrong charity that you picked. It's whatever spirit the divine inside you has drawn you to. You know, I would love to organize a cemetery cleanup. And when I suggested that to Grady, he said, "You don't even mow our own lawn," you know. And I thought that was funny. It was terribly rude, but it was funny. So there are things that you got to take care of your own home. Take care, not that we have a cemetery here, but I'm saying, you know, if I don't
shoot up early, I was
thinking about
yard.
I thought about mowing our lawn. But you know, I can't drive, and you got that tractor thing. I can't drive. I can't even. Can you imagine? I'd run over everything.
You just hang on to it.
No, and it's all like bumpy, like on a train and everything. I'm not going to get on that thing. So it's not fair if I'm not mowing, like, my own lawn to go and mow.
No seat belts, no safety gear.
Yeah, you know how I want to zip line without a helmet. Like, I'm not good with stuff like that. So, you know, so there's certain things you got to take care of at home. It's like if you don't spend time with your own kids, don't go and volunteer at an orphanage if you don't even spend time with your own kids. So take care of your home, your land, your, you know, if you're offering to clean up somebody's home? Is your home clean? You know, so take care of that. You know, do not even mention picking up dog poo. Don't even mention that. I can hear you say that. I'm not going to pick up.
Oh no, I was kind of hung up on the organization of things. I believe in that.
Yeah.
Organization is good.
That's
but,
part of even like the ritual hosting the archangels. Before you call the archangels into your home, part of the calling is have your home angel ready. Have it clean and you know, have it beautiful. You're calling Archangel Michael and Gabriel and Raphael and you're calling all these angels into your home and for a blessing, and your home is trashed out, or you're smoking in the house, or, you know, you're not a clean vessel and your home is not a clean vessel. So it's important to practice what you preach. There you go.
Sure.
So, you know, before I do a cemetery cleanup and mow that lawn, you know, am I mowing this lawn? And the answer is no. So I'm going to, you know, do some other things that I have a mission for, you know. You know, that was a good idea that I had. See, a good idea is different than a mission. The Diabetes Foundation is a mission, and fighting hunger. Nobody here in the United States should be hungry, you know. And nobody anywhere should be hungry. But here we have so much homeless population and so many in the battered women's shelter, and it makes me terribly sad to think that there are hungry people here, right here in Florida, you know. And so I'm going to help with that. I got some food drives. I got April 22nd. I have a food drive that I'll be leading. In June, I'm leading another one, and I'm working on July and August. So I'm going to do my best to collect at least 1,000 cans. That's my goal. And see how the animal rescue goes. As long as they don't have cats everywhere, I should be good. But who knows? I might have to find a bird sanctuary if I get really. I love animals. I love cats.
You can be sure they probably won't have cats there.
Yeah,
we have a new color.
We
have two colors.
Yay!
Now.
All right.
Two out of four ain't bad.
Two out of four ain't bad. All right. Let's go ahead and get a caller on the air. I'll let you choose, Mr. Producer. Let me know. We're not in the same room, so usually he points to me and lets me know. So.
Hello, caller.
Hello, you're live on the air. What's your name?
George.
George. So how are you doing?
Hello, George.
Hello.
Good, hello.
Do you have a question? Do you have a question for me tonight?
Oh, Lucinda's not on anymore?
Pardon me?
I had a question for her. I said I had a question for Lucinda. She's not on anymore? Hello?
Lucinda, she is not on tonight.
Oh.
No, she's not on tonight.
Okay.
It's just me. I'm sorry. It's just me. I hope I don't disappoint you, George.
Not at all.
So, do you have a mission? I mean, I'm glad we have a male caller, because I've been saying females and pageant and everything. Do you have a mission to do volunteer work?
Yeah, actually I do. I was I've done it. Go ahead.
What is your mission?
Actually, there's a couple of soup kitchens around the area that I live in. Let's say on Tuesdays I usually go and volunteer at one of them. And just to give something back, it helps me. It helps me.
Yeah,
probably
that's really good.
Them.
And what do? Do you serve the food or do you cook it?
Correct. Observe, and I talk to some of the people afterwards just to hear their stories
and
see
if I
can do anything for
them. What kind of people are there? Do you serve? Are they like adults or are they families?
Correct. It's mostly adult homeless.
Okay, and. It's bittersweet, isn't it, to do that
correct.
Work? You know,
correct.
Because, you know,
it's
you feel
it's
good.
Painful because it's, correct. It's painful because there's always, you know, a sad story, but at the same time, it helps to get out of myself and kind of empathy, I guess, you know, kind of get in their shoes and be appreciative for everything that I have.
Exactly. And there's a difference between, you know, empathy and sympathy. And
oh,
I think
correct.
People that that are empathetic really feel maybe they've been there before. You know, they've been hungry before, and that's one of the missions. They don't want anyone else to be hungry.
Correct.
Or someone who lost a child will want to help another
correct.
Mother who lost a child, you know. So that's
correct.
Really good, George, that you do that.
I think that's why I gravitated towards the soup kitchens, because, you know, I've been there, and it helps to remember to remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been hungry, and, you know, and it makes them happy. Like, it takes somebody who, if anybody's ever selfish, all you got to do is spend a day in the soup kitchen. You know what I mean? Like, everything, you get out of it, and you have gratitude for everything when you come
correct.
Home, you know? And
gratitude
is a big thing.
A big
I had a young lady contact me, and she was very selfish, and she was. And I'll tell you this, George. She wrote me this long message about how she started a fake profile and faked some guy to like her and this and that and this big, long, help me, and everything. I actually wrote her back, and I suggested that she do some volunteer work, that it was so fulfilling and everything. Well, I never heard from this young lady again after I told her that. And I told her she can, you know, do any type of volunteer work. And I made several suggestions. But there's some people that are just so selfish or so involved in their own lives that they don't even want to give to anyone else, you know. And I think that's very sad.
Their thought never crosses their mind.
Yeah, it never crosses their mind. And I think that's so. I think if she gave it a chance, she would see things. She wouldn't be making fake profiles to get some guy's attention. Like, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Now you're seeing this whole line of homeless people who are waited all day for that one meal, or all the dogs that were beaten and left in abandoned homes, or you know, the children born with birth defects because their mothers were on drugs, you know, and things like that.
It alters your perception of the
correct
that you're taking.
Fake
yeah,
profiles
exactly.
don't mean as much after you see something like that.
Exactly. All of a sudden, it's like, you know, I'm a butthole. You know, what was I thinking before? You know, and that's so yeah, exactly. But this the young lady never wrote me back. She was writing me. Please help me. And then I got the epiphany.
She didn't like that suggestion.
You know, she sure didn't. I guess, you know. I
that's
guess my charity work was to, you know, help her get rid of the profile.
Correct.
I don't know what it is, you know. So, see, I tell you, I bet it's my dad calling. That drives me crazy why he does that. And then I tell him, listen to the radio show, and he's like, oh, I don't got time for that. And I'm like, would you call? Anyway, but thank you so much. Thank you so much, George, for calling. And I'm so glad that you do that volunteer work and you have it in your heart, and it shows how beautiful you are on the inside. And I'm real, you know, happy that you do that. So thank you for
thank
calling
you.
In.
Keep up the good work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Oh.
All right. So we have 90 seconds left on the show. And let's see. Do I need? If you want any of this information, you can go to my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Ms. Tallahassee 2016, and it's M S Tallahassee. That's a big old long word. TALLAHASSEE 2016, and that's my Facebook page for the pageant. And I put all the links that we discussed at the very top, so you can find your calling and your mission. And remember to be as beautiful on the inside as you are on the outside. And it doesn't even matter what you look like on the outside. What's most important is the inside. And we're meant here on this earth to help others. So please remember that. And remember, I love you. And it's National I Love You Day. So tell somebody that you love them today. So have a wonderful night. I need a sign. Let me